live from Lexington, Kentucky. Here we go with our special early week.
Who you call it special?
Podcast.
Just because I have a foot injury. Oh, did I tell you I had surgery last week on my foot?
NFL Week 15, the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Dead Air Dennis along with Brad Taylor. Brad, welcome.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
I'm alive.
Glad I made
it in here.
Glad the foot is healing.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Let's get to the game.
Where's Beer Man, though?
Let's get to the game.
The game?
Beer Man will join us for the full slate later this week.
We're due to popular demand, our high listenership, they have demanded that we do just the Thursday night game ahead of all the other games because our picks on Wednesday nights that we make for the weekend often change by the time the weekend gets here. Mm-hmm. So like last year, I said Philadelphia is one of my best bets. And then by Sunday, I was like, hey, I like Dallas.
Yeah. things change.
Things do change.
From Wednesday to Sunday,
When you're about markets and data and you're seeing how the money comes in on some of these games, it makes you change your mind, especially when you do it the way, some of us do it in this room. Other people just throw darts. Some of us actually use analytics, historical data, and the like. I won't point and mention people.
I'm okay with you using all the numbers and stats. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. I mean, just because you don't have a head for football, I mean, you have a head for numbers, whatever. That's fine. It's good. It's a yin and yang thing.
I know what you've got a head for.
Think of for
you've got a head for Jack Johnson and Troy O'Leary, who are about to visit you here.
For punching?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get to the game.
The game.
The rest of the games later this week with Beer Man on the full podcast. Talking about the Thursday night game here when we're going to see Easton Stick in his NFL start debut.
Yeah, I got an E-Stick. It's on my TV.
Easy
before I get
now.
My Amazon.
Easy now.
Yeah. Have you seen the new show Bookie on HBO Max?
I have not.
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
It's very good. I like it.
Okay.
So,
what do you think about Easton Stick? You like the over on 190 yards, don't you?
Why are you trying to be a spoiler here? Yes, his prop here is 190 yards from our friends at FanDuel. I think he can go over that. First start, surely he could get over 190 yards passing in his first start.
See, I think I'm against you on this. I just think that the Raiders' defense is improving, and I don't see this as being a high-scoring game, and I think Keenan Allen is banged up, and the other receivers, the rookie that the Chargers drafted, he's been a little bit of a bust this season. He's struggled to catch up. I don't see it. What else you got?
Aiden O'Connell, 203.5 yards passing. So both these, according to our friends in the desert, you're not going to see 400 yards out of these two quarterbacks this week.
And the over-under is?
34.
34,
yes, yeah. 34. And we saw last week that the Raiders were a 2.5-point underdog in this game, and the total was 47. Now, the Chargers are a 3-point dog, and the total's 34.
So the Raiders are the favorite now.
Yes.
So that line
what you saw last week. Yes.
The lines move, 4 points?
5.5 points.
Woo!
That is based on what we saw last week? No, it's based on the quarterback change. Justin Herbert, is it the Patrick Ewing theory? Because now Justin Herbert, no more. They can't. They're not a playoff team. They've already gone under their win total for the year. First team to go under the win total 5 consecutive years.
Wow.
And yeah, there you go.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I never would have guessed the Chargers.
So
on that.
So you're telling me you're going to take the Chargers, aren't you?
Divisional road dog. Kind of the Patrick Ewing theory. Yes, it's a quarterback in his first start, but you know what? We said the same thing about Jake Browning a couple of weeks ago in Jacksonville as a 10-point dog, and not only did he cover that spread, but he won the game outright.
But that wasn't his first game.
That was his first road game.
It was, but yes. His first game was against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
At home, where he did not fare very well.
Yes.
I think I'm on the Raiders. I might have to Riverside you, to borrow your terms. Yeah.
How dare you? I make a lot of terms on this show that you guys just pick up and use. Remind me to talk about the boot check theory with you one of these days.
Okay.
That's in my next book, Side Hustle 2, Electric Boogaloo. We're going to have the boot check theory is going to come through. What's so funny?
Nothing's funny.
Oh, by the way.
That's the unfortunate part.
It could be. It's a good thing that you're a prophylactic. That's another good joke I heard earlier today from a comedian who closed down several comedy clubs due to straight faces. That's neither here nor there. So you're taking...
I'm taking the under. That's my first and favorite play.
So you're Mac Daddy Stogie.
Of the Thursday night game.
If you were forced to bet this game.
I can't. I mean, listen, if it goes over, then I'm wrong and I'm going to lose $10. That's how I'm approaching that. Because
you bet $10 a game?
Oh, yeah.
How much do you get paid?
I know.
God.
Right.
I'm sitting here eating ramen noodles every night and you're betting $10 a game.
It's just for fun, Brad. You can't get too serious about this.
Somehow I think we're reversing roles in this kind of conversation. It's neither here nor there. But anyway, So you're taking the under the total.
Yeah.
I can't go against you with the under, but I think I am going to take the Chargers here. That's going to be a divisional dog, Patrick Ewing theory, betting against the public because the public's all over the Raiders here, especially coming off a bad game. Yeah, give me the Chargers.
Public has been right a lot this year.
Yeah, that's not been good for me that the public has been.
And the Raiders didn't score a point on Sunday.
Right.
Did not score a point. So that line could also, you could also psychologically evaluate it the other way.
Right.
From the reverse angle. So
both these teams definitely did not look good last week. The Chargers only got 7 points last week. So it's not like they lit it up either. So, yeah, the under is a very kind of good spot here. But like we said, the dome overs. You like to look for overs in domes. I kind of do from time to time because of the weather situation. But if they went 3-0 in a dome last week, how in the world can we expect anything more this week? So yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think Vegas is what, projecting this to be a 19-16 game or something like that.
Yeah.
So I just don't see it, man. That's it.
That's it. I'm taking the Chargers. I'm going under the total with Dylan and a couple of props. I'm going to take over Easton Stick passing yards 190. And let's go against the Raiders. I'm going to say under Davante Adams 6.5 receptions for this game. He has not hit. He hasn't caught 7 balls in a few weeks now with Aiden O'Connell.
Then he's due.
Oh, well, there you go. Best reason to bet on a team, folks, in the NFL especially. They're due.
Our look at the Thursday night game. Week 15 is about to begin. It's the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast on behalf of Brad Taylor.
Thanks for welcoming me back after my surgery. I appreciate it. Thanks for the calls while I was in bed.
Whatever.
Cool. I didn't hear from you all weekend.
You had surgery?
Yeah. Had surgery. Got crutches right there.
Remind me to not reach out to you again this weekend.
Oh, don't worry.
It was a nice weekend.
No, yeah, it was. I bet it was for you. I was on my deathbed, but no, you didn't care.
Live from the LM Communications Studio, it's the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast for Week 15. We'll see you later in the week, guys.
So until the next time, as always, hey, buddies.
Hey, buddies.
May the winners be yours. Suck it, Stivers. That's for you, beer man.